William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Valentine's Hate, a novel by Sydney Halston, performed by Carla Serrato and Sean Crisden. For all the hopeless romantics, you never know when Cupid will strike. Prologue. Second grade.
Oh, honey, qué bella está,
Lizzie's mom said, as she adjusted the big red bow on Lizzie's headband.
Where are my cards, mommy?
Lorena reached for a plastic Walmart bag filled with Valentine cards that she'd spent all weekend filling out for the entire class. Lizzie had been so excited, sifting through each card and assigning them the names of each of her classmates based on what the card said or what animal was on the front. She'd saved a special one for Mariana, her best friend since kindergarten. It had a unicorn and said, "You're a magical friend." There were a few mean kids in her class, like Rolly Polinski and Karen Da Silva. Lizzie did not want to give them any cards or candy, but her mother had said, as she often did, "Maybe your one act of kindness is what someone needs to turn their entire day around." So, she'd given them a card. It wasn't the cutest card, but it was a card nonetheless. Aside from Halloween, Valentine's Day was the best day at school. They'd exchange cards and candies, and she'd come home with a bag full of goodies, luxuries she didn't often have at home, no matter how many jobs her mom worked. The yellow bus rounded the corner and honked. Lizzie practically vibrated with excitement.
"Have fun, mija."
"Bye, mommy,"
Lizzie yelled and waved as she jogged to the bus, her book bag bouncing up and down with each step. Just as she was about to reach the step to the bus, she was cut off by a boy. Where'd he come from?
"Hey, watch it,"
she said, teetering on the edge of the sidewalk.
"Sorry,"
the boy murmured as he climbed up the steps, Lizzie behind him. Lizzie had been living in the same house since she was 2 years old, after she and her family fled Cuba. She knew everyone from her block. Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, her neighbors on her right side, didn't have kids. They were old. Like 60 years old, old. Miss Baker, the neighbor on the left, had children who lived in Vermont. Needless to say, seeing a kid pop out of nowhere was very strange. Shrugging it off, Lizzie climbed into the bus, smiling her customary greeting to the driver. Unfortunately, her smile was short-lived. Lizzie always sat in the same seat, but this new kid, the one who had almost caused her to fall down a minute ago, was there.
"Hey, that's Lizzie's seat," Mariana scoffed.
"Says who?"
the boy responded. He then opened a comic book and began to read, ignoring the two clearly upset girls. Lizzie and Mariana both glared at the kid, but since he didn't react, Lizzie was left with no other choice but to sit somewhere else. She stared at the boy, though. He looked strange. All the boys in her class had short, dark hair, and this boy had longish blonde hair that fell forward and covered one of his blue eyes. She'd never really studied anyone with blue eyes before. And she was annoyed. So darn annoyed. She had so much to tell her best friend. Over the weekend, she'd seen two movies, and her abuela had made her a new dress, and she wanted to tell Mariana all about it. But this new boy was in the way. At least today would be fun, and there'd be candy.
"Everyone, please give a warm welcome to Brian Anderson. He's new in class and comes here all the way from Boston."
That was the first thing Mr. Rodriguez said after the morning announcements. Brian looked up from his book just long enough to give an awkward wave, blonde hair covering his eyes.
"Can anyone tell me where Boston is on the map?"
When no one raised their hand, Mr. Rodriguez called on Brian, who
Sample complete. Ready to continue?